thank Arthur for sharing. At this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Frankie B. from Baltimore.
A recovering addict, my name's Frank. Listen, I'm claimed by God's grace and God's mercy in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I want to thank the CPR CNA number 29 for just standing strong for 29 years, you know, and having the opportunity to do the things they've been doing. And I got clean in this region. My clean date's 225.92. I haven't found a reason or excuse to go get loaded. Listen, I love Narcotics Anonymous, and like I said, I want to thank the region for being as strong as they are, and the opportunities that everybody has had here throughout the years to serve our fellowship here. Listen, I want to give a shout out to the newcomer. If this is your first convention, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. Welcome to the East Coast. Listen, I'm real excited about just staying clean. I'm excited about our message. I'm excited about many principles in my life, but I'm excited still about being able to tell my story since I've been clean here, right? The dirty part of the story, right? I'm not going to take you through the dope story. I know God paid my ransom, though. He paid the penalty. He gave me an opportunity through prayer for the obsession to be lifted. Everything after that's been a great bonus, right? Listen, I'm excited about recovery, right? Because if you're not excited about recovery, your disease is excited about your relapse. Listen, I just want to give a shout out to he was a Narcotics Anonymous soldier here. He passed away about a week and a half ago. And he played a very, very inspirational excitement in my life. He was a great man of God. So we got a moment of silence for an addict that died clean named Mustafa. Rest in peace, my friend. So listen, the topic is living our principles, you know. And listen, I didn't recover gracefully here. Okay. I cold turkey detox in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Balls to the wall, motherfucker, don't use no matter what. I joined the ranks, one enemy, one battle plan, the steps. But it took a long time for me here to recover gracefully on a lot of days. Right? My story's in recovery here. I've been clean here longer than I have had full-blown active addiction, you know, from the slavery of active addiction here, you know. And and when I think of principles, the most powerful principle I've ever gotten here was unconditional love and hope. And listen, there had to be an addict for me, newcomer. Had to be an addict here that told me I never had to use again. Listen, I want to thank God for our message. I want to thank God for a God-given program. I want to thank God for having the inspiration and through addicts like us to write our literature, because the literature still, for me, still makes sense. Going to meetings still makes sense. Not using still makes sense, right? And listen, allow my sponsor still to sponsor me in the 12 steps. And Narcotics Anonymous still makes sense. Listen, the things and the principles in my life, listen, not acting stupid still makes sense. Having honesty and the ability to tell the truth or no on certain terms still makes sense. But it took a long time for me to recover from the disease of addiction in the atmosphere of freedom. Being able to tell the truth on me before you could tell the truth on me. I got an ugly story clean without using drugs. I don't have a problem using drugs. I use drugs, I got a problem. Now I understand that when I get in the second step where it talks about the spiritual void, right? Listen, when I got clean, I thought it was all about the dope. I got clean, cold turkey detox. Nobody, listen, if you're in treatment on methadone or whatever, listen, drug replacement, my hope for you is you just keep coming. Just keep coming. If you're high right now, keep coming. If you got dope on you, keep coming. Because I understand that the process of recovery, because listen, I'm just telling my truth. The truth for me is that I've gotten clean here and I'm dying clean here. see the literature, my recovery has fit the literature to where it's got the opportunity to tell me that I live a life without the use of drugs, but it's beyond my wildest dreams. I'm still clean. Listen, I'm talking about balls to the wall, Russian roulette with your clean date. I'm talking about after coming to Narcotics Anonymous. Right? I'm talking about not living in spiritual truth here. I'm talking about the pain outweighed the pleasure here. Right? Well, listen, the only thing that kept coming was my spirit had enough energy to make it to the meeting. Right? And being locked and loaded in the grip and just, listen, doing things for self-inflicted pain here, and hurting myself and others, right? Hurting my kids, just putting everybody still at arm's way after your clean date. Listen, I didn't just recover gracefully. I just wasn't in a place because I thought it was all about the drugs, man. Listen, I didn't like myself when I got here. Listen, it was all through a hard-won experiences that got me to the other side of dealing with prejudice, hate, self-hatred. Listen, womanizer, I've been engaged 5 times here, married here, divorced here, and still here. So we share about love. This ain't Woodstock. We talk a whole lot about love. We throw love around. But one of the most greatest spiritual principles that we have in Narcotics Anonymous is love. Listen, love can heal the hurt. A broken heart can still love. My experience, many broken hearts here. The loss of loved ones, the loss of friends, the loss of relationships, 2 weeks, 2 years. Now listen, that 2 weeks was a long time sometimes for this guy. Listen, I laugh at my insanity. I laugh at myself. Matter of fact, you know something? I love myself. And I love myself more than not just putting the drug in me. I love myself because of the principles of Narcotics Anonymous and having the opportunity, right, to instill principles in my life. My greatest principle here is prayer. My greatest principle in my recovery is prayer. I've got a big prayer life. Now, I've experienced in my prayer life, if I'm mumbling in my prayers, I'm not praying enough. The communication is not enough. Listen, God's my greatest source of strength and courage. I seen a friend of mine this morning, right, and waking up and going into prayer, and a friend of mine came off her knees in prayer. Prayer needs to be seen. That principle of prayer has allowed me to live dream after dream after dream after dream after dream here. It's allowed me not to be in the stranglehold of the disease of addiction. I don't have anything on me today. The disease of addiction don't have me in a stranglehold. It's not dictating me. It has no control of any areas of my life. I just surrendered a couple days ago about smoking cigars. I've had the disease pimp me here. There's no recovering gangsters here. There's no pimps here. Pimps, listen, pimps turn into husbands here. Listen, it took me 20 years here. 20 years here to man up in maturity here. Listen, I got a story here that the disease of addiction pimped me clean for a long time. It had me laying with people I didn't even know, sleeping with women I didn't even know, coming up in the same shame, the same guilt. Listen, playing with Russian roulette with my own physical, mental, spiritual life clean. And listen, I thank God for paying my ransom note clean. For just taking me out of my worst nightmares clean. The situations that I never thought I would get out of. Listen, and we talk about living by spiritual principles, man. And just, there was no principle in just the way my behavior was for years. Listen, it's only grace. Grace danced on me. God's grace celebrates in my life. Listen, I got a lot of friends and a lot of people. Listen, having friends and having spiritual, mature women and men in your life can be some of the greatest principles that I believe that any member can experience here. Listen, I love to love. I love hard, right? I love hard. I'm excited about love. I'm excited about my friends. I'm excited about when I see a friend of mine who's trapped. right? And their insanity, and they're coming out of honesty, and they're just asking to have that ransom note paid in their life, man. Listen, I understand when you get honest here, you get a brand new start. You get it started from the gate. Listen, newcomer, this might not, like, this might just fly over top of you this afternoon. My hope for you, you just keep coming back. Listen, look, my heart has no bitterness today. It ain't suffering in greed. It ain't suffering in resentment. It ain't suffering and it's always about me and the self-centeredness, the instant gratification for sex. Listen, I ain't had sex in 2.5 years or more. And listen, I ain't just throw that out there. I just threw that out there only from the insanity I've had in my life. From the insanity that I set myself up for. Not asking questions. Right? Fantasy, illusion. Listen, and I share that because I've had a hard won experience from that. Right? I've had a hard won experience for looking for love in all the wrong places. Just to be touched at night. Just to lay down with someone at night. Just to have that image, ego, that false pride filled up. Right? Listen, because of a little boy just trying to grow up in here, it took a long time for me to come off the titty. Some of y'all men don't know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all men don't know what I'm talking about. Huh? Some of y'all men don't know what I'm talking about here. I ain't even taking a risk. Most of us young men, this ain't the men's rap, but most of us young men come in the rooms, right, looking for mommy. We looking to be saved. We looking to live with chicks. Listen, I'm just telling my story. I want to thank God for my sponsor. My sponsor has deflated my ego, my image, my pride, and he's allowed me that ability to get honest with my story to see how the little boy has the opportunity to grow into a man. I'm a great man of God. It took a long time to be able to voice that and to have a sufficient message in that area. A sufficient message in that area. And I thank God for all my pain clean. I thank God for all the relationships that weren't broken. They weren't a failure. They were the most greatest experiences in my life. I thank God for just romancing my heart. Because when it's all said and done, the principle of prayer, it just took me to my knees. When I asked God, I said, look, God, whatever it's got to take. Will you relieve the desire from having sex? Listen, I understand the difference between sex and intimacy here, right? I understand what it is to be in love with someone who's in love with God. My friends have that. My women friends have that, right? See, listen, I don't put a black eye on anything in this fellowship. Anything. The faith and trust that I've had the opportunity to see many members here that have been recovering from the disease of addiction a day at a time, right? I've watched the little women in here and the little sisters in here. I stopped tricking in here, come off the bar in here, and I've seen them raise the bar in their life in here. I've seen them go out and get a schooling in here and become great wives in here and become great people, women that are chasing for God's heart. And I challenge my own self for the men and the women in my life. I challenge you. Listen, I live with two lesbians. That's right. I got two great women. I don't see no color in here. It ain't about that. If I was gay, I'd be great at it. I'd be great at it. I'm a narcotics and I'm a soldier. The disease don't got a voice on me today. It definitely don't have a place in my future. I thank God for mercy on myself. I thank God for every prayer that I've ever asked for. Listen, I never thought there'd be a time where, listen, and I share this, I thought there would be just a time the desire of the instant gratification didn't have me in a stranglehold, always dictating who, what, where, how, Right? And listen, and I share that only because of the last 2.5 years, the victory in my life. It was only pain. It was only pain in my life that took me to a place, went to a corner when I was just done with it, man. I was just done. Listen, complacency, the number one offender for an addict with clean time. I had 20 years clean here. Balls to the wall. NA soldier. 20 hard-won experience years here. Frontline NA. No joke. No matter what it took, every day, I owed my allegiance to NA here, Wesley. I did everything it took. You told me to march in NA, I marched. We took the addict out of the trenches, and we carried the wounded here, and no matter what, you never got to use again. For 20 years here, right? The disease of addiction started pimping me again. I'd come out of a hard-won experience, my marriage. Listen, I didn't get married to be divorced. I didn't get married for the hard-won experience at the end of it. And I raised up. And all my me and my sister Rena were talking about yesterday. I raised up on every relationship. All the rejections were more than just God's protection for me. Man, my clean day's been my gift. My clean day's always been my gift. It's been the prize for me. It's the one I'm still excited about. I'm excited to have 23 years in this place. Listen, your dreams can still come true. Nobody has a wet blanket on my recovery. Nobody can throw any water on the burning desire that I have about staying clean. Listen, nobody's got to dictate on my life. I'm excited about this place still. I'm so excited about staying clean that anything that messes this high up would be dope. Look, 5 years ago, right, when I came out of my divorce, and at the end of the road, my self-esteem was this low. I didn't have enough self-esteem to keep holding my head up. I started playing games again, right? Things that I never acted out in active addiction, right, started happening again clean. I had 20 years clean. She was sitting in the front row, and listen, my disease just started popping again. Listen, based on just that feeling in sex, that's all I wanted. I just wanted that again. And coming out of my marriage, I was in so much pain and withdrawal. I was at a place at 20 years clean. Listen, I just didn't know what would be next. I was done. I was totally done. I said, disease said, you can go one more time. Something's going to change. Well, check this out for anybody, ready, who might be in a relationship with a using addict right now. Listen, she pimped me right out the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I left this fellowship at 20 years clean. I thought I would never, never come back here and tell you the story. I thought I would never have the opportunity to come back to Narcotics Anonymous with a vendetta on the disease of addiction. I left this fellowship for 1 year. At 21 years clean, I was selling dope. I was a Narcotics Anonymous soldier here. I bought the flag. I had never thought, never thought I was ever coming back here. I had no more principles. The only thing I had was a clean date. I had a clean day. I was a full-blown act of addiction with a never thought. I was a moment of silence here. 21 years clean, I was penniless, jobless, and homeless. Right? No more principles. Listen, I was locked and loaded. I was behind the walls, clean. Again. 21 years clean behind the walls. Bullpen therapy. Shame, guilt. When at the end of the road? When at the end of the road, Wesley? I was at the end of the road. The only thing I had was my clean gate. My clean gate, walking down the streets of Baltimore City. Listen, anybody knows about Baltimore City? That's the concrete jungle. I was walking through the jungle. And I had a couple phone numbers still on my phone. My weapons were in my home where she was living with her sugar daddy. In my home. In my home, 21 years clean. my four-bedroom home with the sugar daddy and her. My name on the place. I took myself to unacceptable behavior. Listen, I didn't accept that shit using. And here I was at 21 years clean. And God gave me a moment of clarity in that piece. 2.5 years ago, I was walking down the streets and I made the phone call. And listen, you know something? I want to thank God for the mother of my daughter. Almost 15 years ago, what I thought was a curse was a treat. On Halloween, God blessed me with a little baby girl. And, you know, and she's been in my life for 13 years. You know, she's a recovering little child here. She was born in these rooms, raised in Narcotics Anonymous. And so I called her, and she said, come to the house, and you can stay here. God works in so many magnificent ways. Because it happened to be where she lives at, right? Her and my daughter. It was a split-level house, and upstairs, she lived with my daughter, and downstairs, y'all got big ear on? Was my ex-wife and her husband. I'm Frankie Bones. Come on, Wesley. 21 years cleaning. She welcomed me into the house. I sat out on the steps. She got loaded when she had 16 years clean. My ex-wife got loaded when she had 6. And here I was, Frankie Bones at the front steps. Payless, jobless, and homeless. Because the truth is, if your name ain't on the lease where you live, you're homeless. Had hard-won experiences with these women. And now we're all living in one home. Listen, that was 2.5 years ago. I don't live there today. But I will tell you, I thank God for the spiritual principle of prayer. I came back to Narcotics Anonymous. My haters missed me. Came back with the bullseye. I had to come back and tell the truth again. I had to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and tell you where I was. I had to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and tell you about the dope store. I had to come back to Narcotics Anonymous and learn how to sit in meetings from prayer to prayer and turn my phone off. I had to learn how to come back to Narcotics Anonymous. The only thing I wanted to do when I came back here was buy another addict a cup of coffee. The greatest aspiration of love. A cup of coffee and a hug can make a major difference. The last 2.5 years of my life has been beyond my wildest dreams. Listen, beyond my wildest dreams. We talk about it all the time. I'm living in my dream. Listen, I keep dreaming. Because God's aspirations on my heart are nothing about dreams. I'm about you. If you have a dream, I have found the champion inside of my life. I have found the champion inside of me that has victory. I've got great men of God in my life. I've got leaders that are just leading each other to a great God. To a God that can turn your life around in a matter of a moment. I'm a hope story still. Listen, ain't nothing like putting the disease in a box. It ain't nothing like telling a newcomer here or an old timer who's dying clean, no matter what, you're in the right place. I challenge you to get rid of the dope. I challenge you to call your sponsor again. I challenge you to step your game up again. I thank God for the inspiration of hope. I thank God for having the opportunity to still have my clean date and my membership in Narcotics Anonymous. So listen, no matter what, my hope for every addict this weekend, if you're lost, guess what? You just got found. Don't run away from her unless somebody's chasing you. Listen, I have a lot of men and women who are testimonies to this. right? And I share this because of how God has raised this on my spirit and in my heart. The woman that's supposed to be in my life, right, is a woman who's chasing for God's heart. A woman who wants God's heart, not just mine. Who's God-reliant, not man-reliant. I never thought in the last couple of years I would ever be at that place. I never thought I'd be there. Listen. I'm going to close it. 13 years ago, I was downstairs in the ballroom doing the War Is Over. And there were over 13 women in the meeting that I'd slept with. And here came in the mother of my daughter. Today, not one of them's in this meeting. But I still am. And my heart's been raised. In Narcotics Anonymous, the most greatest principle, love and prayer and faith. Faith is, my faith has been the greatest faith because it's been mine and others here. And seeing another addict with more time or less time, don't use no matter what, or coming back after the worst war in their life and getting clean again. And just chasing miracle after miracle after miracle. And I'm going to say this. There's a lot of addicts right now in this room. Southern California, Rhode Island, Baltimore, and Philly, and on, that have touched my heart many, many, many places in these travels. And I thought I would have never imagined 2.5 years ago, in the last year of my life, how God has just put me in many, many places among many, many addicts that I would have never, never, never thought. So listen, I want to thank CPR CNA, number 29, for still doing what they do here, and I keep coming back.